Calling all detectives. When a girl broke a string of imitation pearls, she started a string of events that led straight to a prison cell. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Even a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, once in a while gets the breaks. I ducked out of the rain into the Hamilton Building arcade. The brightly lighted shops lining both sides of the first floor were a welcome contrast to the heavy weather outside. I turned away from one of the shop windows and saw something even more attractive. A nice-looking little blonde walking through the lobby. Just then, the girl jumped at the sound of the thunder, and a moment later, she was scrambling after a string of beads that had been around her neck and were now scattered all over the lobby floor. I bent down to help her pick them up, noticed that what I thought were beads actually were pearls. The girl was agitated, not because the pearls were valuable, but because her fiancé had given her the necklace. She was on her way to meet him now and simply had to be wearing those pearls. Nothing to worry about, miss. There's a good jeweler on the other side of the Hamilton Arcade, Barton and Folesworth. Here's my card. Give it to Sam Barton. He's an old friend of mine. He'll have those pearls restrung for you in 10 minutes. The rain was letting up a bit, so I went on out about my business. I got back to my office about an hour and a half later, found a message to call the jeweler, Sam Barton. Very urgent. What Sam told me made me hang up the phone fast, jump into my car. The blonde who'd broken the string of pearls was still in Sam's shop and crying. There was also a big, good-looking young guy who was trying to comfort her, and who I gathered was her fiancé. Also, there were two cops in uniform. What's this all about, Sam? I send a girl in here to get some imitation pearls restrung, and you tell me they're worth $30,000. Sam winced.
I'm sorry, Jerry, but that's how it is. That's a string of matched genuine pearls, and they tally exactly with the description of the pearls stolen from the Wentworth collection.
When I send a girl to a store to have a cheap necklace restrung, the imitation pearls turned out to be genuine and stolen. The girl's name was Jean Martin. Her fiancé, who had given her the necklace, was Steve Conway, and they were both practically speechless with fear. Now look, Sam, let's find out what this is all about. I turned to Conway. Just tell us how you happened to get the pearls, and you won't have anything to worry about.
Well, I found the pearls, Mr. Browning. I know I should have reported it, but I didn't think they were valuable. They looked like such a nice present for Jean. Oh, when old Grover Wentworth hears about this, I'll really be in a jam.
Wait a minute. Do you know Mr. Wentworth?
Certainly. He and my father used to be partners. When my father died, Mr. Wentworth put me through college and just last week got me an offer of an engineering job in South America. I turned it down because I wanted to be here with Jeannie.
He smiled at the girl, who shyly smiled back. I grinned, too. Well, it's quite a coincidence, you finding Mr. Wentworth's pearls, but since you know him, we should get this straightened out in no time. Let's go see him. One of the cops spoke up.
He ain't going no place except to headquarters, Mr. Browning. This is stolen stuff.
That's all right, officer. I'll be personally responsible for Mr. Conway. It took 30 minutes waiting and explaining to three secretaries before we got in to see Wentworth. And when we did...
This is most embarrassing, Mr. Browning. Young Conway was a guest at my home the evening the pearls disappeared. Of course, I don't doubt that he found them, but... Well, I reported the loss to the police and to the insurance company.
Okay, tell the insurance company the stuff has been recovered. Then we'll go to work and find out what really happened.
Well, all I can tell you is that I found them in an envelope on the street, a little way from Mr. Wentworth's house.
Keep quiet. What do you say, Mr. Wentworth?
I'm sorry, Mr. Browning. The thing is out of my hands. I've been paid the value of the pearls by the insurance company. You'll have to deal with them.
Wentworth's insurance was placed with Transocean Insurance Company. And at their office, Henry Pickett, in charge of investigations, told us that Conway here, one of Mr. Wentworth's guests, found the pearls is a coincidence I cannot accept. Frankly, I think Conway stole them. Which means you intend to prosecute? We most certainly will. And unless you wish to become seriously involved, you'd better turn Conway over to the police. Well, I took the kid over to the police. Tried not to see the accusing look his girl gave me. Coincidence. The more I've thought about it, the less I believed it. But I still didn't think Conway was a thief. He didn't figure to be one.
At the downtown securities exchange office, I began a check through investment ownership files for the past 8 years. It took me 3 days, but what I found led me to the office of the corporate counsel. What I was looking for were the records going back to the date when Conway, Wentworth, and Company were formed. What I found led me to an interview with young Conway in his cell. Steve, if Wentworth is such a rich man, how come that when your father died, there wasn't even enough money to send you through college?
I understand the firm wasn't doing well at that time. Wentworth didn't start making money until a few years later.
Oh, that's what you think. I barged past Wentworth's three secretaries and into his private office.
Mr. Browning, I've been thinking. I'll take the pearls back, return the insurance money so Conway won't be prosecuted.
You know that wouldn't stop prosecution. And speaking of giving back, how about giving him back the money you stole from his father? Wentworth's face grained of color. Scared? You ought to be. No wonder you were so good to the kid. Kept him away at school, found him a job in South America, anything to keep him from staying around here and getting curious. And when he wouldn't leave the country, you put those pearls where he'd be bound to find them and bound to land in jail. Wentworth, I have here a warrant for your arrest. You're charged with defrauding an estate. That's all there was to it. We had him so completely nailed on a fraud charge that the business about the pearls was secondary. The insurance company withdrew that charge against Conway fast, happy to avoid a false arrest suit. Conway's a rich man today. He and Jeannie are married. For a wedding gift, I sent them, a string of pearls. Guaranteed imitation. Like I said, a man doesn't need wealth if he has the pearl of integrity.